With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major storm system blasting the south, leaving at least two people dead and causing widespread damage in parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Forecasters say much of the south could see more tornadoes and hail. Over the weekend, thus far, 40 twisters reported. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Priera says the line of storms continues to advance to the southeast.
There are currently tornado watches in effect that extend all the way from western North Carolina through South Carolina and as far south as the Florida Panhandle. Those storms are going to continue to progress steadily to the east with the and move offshore eventually, and with the threat dwindling as we move into the latter part of today.
Investigation continues in Delray, Florida, following yesterday's incident in that fire truck and a train. 15 people, including three firefighters, injured. There were no fatalities. Also at SRNnews.com, South Korea says 179 people are dead in a plane crash landing earlier in the day. BBC correspondent Jean McKenzie.
The plane was making a return trip from Bangkok in Thailand with 175 passengers and six crew members on board. As it landed at Muan Airport in the south of the country, it veered off the runway and crashed into a wall. Then it caught on fire. Witnesses say they heard a loud explosion after the crash. Parts of the plane could be seen engulfed in flames and thick black smoke. The cause of the crash is still not known, but local media here is reporting that it may have been caused by birds getting caught in the plane's systems. The plane's landing gear is said to have malfunctioned as it came down.
And this is SRN News. So the NBA cozies up to China.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the battles over abortion in the United States, focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies and lives are taken. Texas suing a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and other Democratic-controlled states have passed in order to protect the doctors who perform the abortions. This is SRN News. A first for the EU. Belgium says no more vaping.
Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for European Union nations. Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek decided that the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat since they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and get hooked on nicotine. Australia outlawed the sale of vapes outside pharmacies earlier this year in some of the world's toughest restrictions on electronic cigarettes. Belgium's minister wants tougher tobacco measures in the 27-nation bloc. Ron Taylor reporting.
Richard Parsons, one of corporate America's most prominent black executives who held top posts at Time Warner, Citigroup, and others, has died. He was 76. He'd been diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2015. More details at SRNnews.com.